Hi, welcome to Earth in Tune. I'm your host, Janice. This is the 16th chapter of the rain version of the show, where every song mentions rain. Today, it's my pleasure to have on the show Widespread Haze. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Tell me your name and where you're from and how you got started in music.
All right, I'll start. My name's Christy Reifenbach, and I'm from Oregon. My parents grew up in Roseburg, and my grandparents moved here. So I grew up around Banks, Oregon, closer to the Portland area, and moved to Roseburg about six-ish years ago. I originally got started in music because my dad has been a musician my whole life, and he started playing guitar when he was 13. And so growing up, we had music in the house all the time. He was always playing. He had several instruments. He wanted someone to jam with. So I said, I like the bass. So he bought me one. And I just started kind of jamming with him for a few years until I moved out of the house, and then stopped with music for 20 years. Picked up my bass again about when I moved to Roseburg, and then started playing in a band with him here in Roseburg, and then subsequently met these guys and started playing in Widespread Haze.
Who started the band?
It was kind of a collective.
We all agreed on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just happened. Yeah. Once we became friends, we didn't know each other until that year, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we randomly met each other around Roseburg at different locations and started just hanging out at my house and drinking bourbon and listening to records, and specifically some Elvis records, kind of spurred the decision to say, hey, I bet we could play that. And so we started jamming and had chemistry, and it worked out. And we're like, well, maybe we should be a band.
Yeah. Yeah. Within pretty much a month of knowing each other, we started the band.
Yeah.
And yeah, it worked out.
Yeah. I'm Matthew Campbell. I was born in Indiana, but moved to Kentucky before my second birthday. Spent quite a bit of time in the Pacific Northwest growing up, so I had always had a connection here, and ultimately moved out here 7 years ago. Had always like been weirdly connected to music, never to an extent where I actually wanted to try to make a career out of it. I learned how to play the saxophone in middle school, never made the actual connection that it could be something until meeting these guys and Scotty. And we started with just doing some open mic nights. We had three songs total that we hit a couple open mic nights with. And at each one, we were stopped on our way out the door, and they wanted us for like a whole show. And after that 1 week, we just kind of looked at each other and was like, well, I think we should learn some more music.
So who came up with the name Widespread Haze?
The Tommy. Weatherman.
Well, yeah, actually, yeah, the Weatherman. We should track him down. And
yeah, I'm not sure which Weatherman or what channel I was getting the weather from, but he must have said Widespread Haze 10 times in a row, because it was the fire season, the real bad fire season.
Yeah, it was like in July.
And I kept hearing it, Widespread Haze. And so I don't know, it just kind of worked out, the name.
So Tommy, tell us about yourself.
So I'm Tommy Whiteside, and I may have been the bad influence. I've been playing music a long time. So I was born in California, but I very quickly moved to Oregon, sort of like Matthew's story, and have been here a long time. Studied music a lot early. And then I went up to Seattle to seriously study music at Cornish. I studied jazz composition, and I was up there for 7 years, and I learned a lot about music and tried a lot of different things and was in a lot of different bands playing a lot of different instruments. I've always written music. That's always been a big part of what I do, but I never sang it. So I learned that up there that I have to sing my own music. And so then I came down here. Long story short, I have family in Roseburg. And so I came back to my roots, you might say, because I went to high school here, and found out that it's kind of a hopping music scene.
So when the pandemic hit, you had to shift your focus. And I think you guys kind of shuttered yourself in and just really concentrated just developing your style.
Exactly what happened, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We rehearsed and wrote and recorded a lot.
And built a music studio to, to get this album out.
Rainy Day. Tell me about the inspiration behind that song.
That one kind of came out of the air. We had just kind of a meditative rehearsal up in our space. We have a practice space downtown Roseburg, and we were up there just kind of just started jamming on that tune, and Tommy started singing.
Yeah, I should say when we were writing that, there is a member of the band who we can't introduce because he's no longer with us. But at the time, Scott Reifenbach was playing with us and he was playing lead guitar. And it was the four of us all writing and playing up there together. Yeah, we just played that for like 30 minutes. Yeah, at some point, the words kind of show up into my head. It just felt right. It's hard to explain quite where the song comes from.
Yeah.
It's kind of bluesy.
Yeah, yes. Very bluesy. Yeah. And Scott was very much influenced by blues guitar and playing the blues progressions and stuff. So like to think he had a lot of influence on that piece, especially.
Yeah, that song, every day that goes by, means more and more to the band. A little bit of foreshadowing, which I think a lot of songwriters will agree that sometimes a song that you write just predicts the future in a sense.
It's like a crystal ball. You can't quite tell what it is, but you can feel something coming.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where it comes from, I think.
For sure.
Yeah. And that's a song we very often will play in dedication to Scott, because it just kind of encapsulates that last sort of year after it was written. Life's ups and downs and dealing with that.
And the human ability to carry on through it and to use it almost to burn brighter when it's harder to burn at all, you know?
But just in general, a rainy day, literally, it's one of my favorite times of weather, but it also, I don't know, it brings kind of, there's a hope associated with it as well for me in particular, when I'm in that sort of day in that weather.
Mm-hmm. And time for reflection.
Yeah. So the song is on your first album.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a 6-song EP that we recorded up in Eugene at Gung Ho Studios with a brilliant, brilliant production engineer, Billy Barnett, who has a platinum record on his wall in that studio.
Kind of intimidating then, huh?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But yeah, I was shaking.
It was so funny. I love telling this story. He, of course, had his platinum record up on the wall, but on the floor, right underneath the platinum record on the wall, is the frame and the gold record of that, just where he took the gold record down and set it down and put the platinum record in its place. He made a state-of-the-art recording studio. And for that to be most of our first experience in a recording studio was, if anything, inspiration. That EP is called Mary and Marion.
So you have a new project coming out, I hear, and some national recognition for your work, your nomination.
Yeah,
the International Singer-Songwriter Association. We're finalists for Band of the Year in the United States and for Single of the Year with our single K-N-O-W.
Yeah, probably find out, I think, sometime in June.
Mm-hmm. When they have the next round, hopefully our album will be included for Album of the Year for that one.
So you're going to have a release party for your new album, I understand.
Yes.
June 4th at Saturday. North 40.
8 to 10, June 4th at North 40. We're going to have chicken and waffles as the food special, which is very dear to the band.
We have a whole song almost about it.
Yeah. and then they are making a special beer just for us, widespread hazy red. Yeah, so it's going to be a red ale that has a little bit of haze to it, maybe a little bit different flavor than you would expect. So that'll be super cool.
Well, all right. Is there anything else you want to mention?
We do have 3 singles from the album that are on all streaming platforms, Waffles, New Shoes, and KNOW. And
the album, even though in person you'll be able to get some CDs from us, also on June 4th, it will be on all streaming platforms as well.
Well, and congratulations, you guys.
Thank you. Yeah. Just say it's worth mentioning our album art. We went local with a lot of this album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we do have 2 other local musicians that are featured on 2 of the tracks, Virgil Robinson and Matthew Krupke. And then we used a local artist, Andre Perry, for our album artwork.
Well, thank you all for being on the show. And we're going to listen to your song, Rainy Day.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. get through all the trouble. I've been there before. Been through all the trouble. Until you take that trouble to take that trouble right out the door. Well, I wish it would rain, wash my face clean. I want to find some dark cloud to hide in here. Love like a memory, sparkles like diamonds. When the diamonds fall, they burn like tears. When the diamonds fall, they burn like tears. Well, once I had a love in the Georgia pines, it only get for me. I want to find that love, 22, here 33. I got a heart on my right and one on my left, but neither suits my need. I wish it would rain, wash my face clean. I wanna find some dark cloud to hide in here. Love like a memory, sparkles like diamonds. When the diamonds fall, they burn like tears. When the diamonds fall, they burn like tears.
That last band was Homemade Jam. Lead singer is Bob Hall of Roseburg, so we have another local connection. Bob's wife, Michelle, plays bass in the band. And I mentioned Hall on a previous show during the River version. He and his wife have been playing music together for over 20 years. The song, I Wish It Would Rain, is off of their Homemade Jammin' album of 2009. We're going to hear from another local band, Pacific Flyway. Marnie Albritton was featured on the first chapter of the Rain version of the show. She's one of the musicians in this group, Pacific Flyway. The group no longer plays together on a regular basis since several members have moved out of the area. Here is their song, It Never Rains But It Pours, off of their Taking It From Scratch album of 1992.
Clouds in my head. The blues was waiting when I left the bed, and I'm heading. rain. Never rain. But it pours, and pretty soon you need a boat just to get to shore. And I'm telling you, sister, it never rains, but it pours. Went to the station to meet my baby's train. Waited there for hours, but my baby never came. And I'm telling you, sister, it never rains, but it pours. Rain in my coffee, rain in my shoes. Think I got those dirty low-down rain-on blues. And I'm telling you, sister, it never rains, but it pours. It never rains,
never rain,
but it pours. And pretty soon,
thank you.
I need your love. And darling, you know why. If you would just come back home, there'll be no need for me to cry. Raining in my heart as we've been apart. Don't let me cry and find you. Try my love just once again.
There's an empty bed, a broken desk, a temporary home. There's a thing I saw and then I heard, and it won't leave me alone. We'll go walk the streets, you and me. Follow me in the gutter. Going down to the river. Rain on the city. Rain on the city. Come down a peaceful sound and rise up with the sun. We will gather there up in the air and and fly over everyone. We collide and change and fall again on some city day and help somebody wash something away. Rain on the city.
KQUA, The River.
That last song was by Freddy Johnson, who was born Frederick Fatzer in 1961 in Kinsley, Kansas, where his hometown had no music stores. He chose his stage name because Freddy was a nickname that his mother had given him, and Johnston was his mother's maiden name. He started playing music at 16 and is currently in New York. Johnston's songs are often about troubled loners and cover topics like heartbreak, alienation, and disappointment. Rain on the City is the 8th studio album released in 2010 and his first album of original material since 2001's Right Between the Promises. This next song is by the scruffy-looking Jeff Rhymes called It Rains All Over Town from his Even If the Sun Don't Shine album of 2017. It is his first of two solo albums with songs from the highways and byways of life's road trip. He is a former member of the Lonesome Strangers from Southern California during the 80s. He took a 20-year break from producing music after his band split up. He relocated from Philadelphia to Portland, Oregon, and has begun performing across the Pacific Northwest, both as a solo act and backed by various musicians, generally referred to as the Invisible Plastic Nashville Band.
It's all wrapped up in this one big city. The burned out lives and the tear-stained stories. You might have heard if you've been around, but it rains, it rains all over town. I'm standing on the same old corner. I'm waiting on the same old ride. I can't seem to lose these blues I found. And when it rains all over town. I I wish I was a rich old man. I wouldn't have to slave like my brother. I wish I had me a real good plan. Instead of chasing after this, that, and the other, clouds roll by and the days go drifting. The sirens cry while the street lights listen. The moon comes up and the sun goes down. When it rains all. Yes, when it rains all over town. It rains all over town.
It's a rainy day, a real wet one. It's all dark and gray, no sign of the sun. I need my rainy day, I'm gonna get one, 'cause I got my shower spray, and there's a hole in my bathtub. It's an excellent day to be inside. That's what the weatherman says. As I surf by, it's a remote control day, and I desire a fresh pack of triple A's. But I got a flat tire. Earth is super moist. The rain speaks in such a sexy voice. A perfect excuse to lay around and listen to the seducing sound of the rainy day.
it's a naked day with no clothes on, the all natural way. Until the break of dawn, I heard the streaker say, as she bathes on my lawn, I might, if I may, stay and get my rain on. The earth is super moist. The rain speaks in such a sexy voice. A perfect excuse to lay around and listen to the seducing sound of the rainy day.
The song was Rainy Day by Keller Williams from Virginia off of his Dream album of 2007. He released his first album in 1994. All of his albums are one syllable, summarizing the concept guiding each project. Dream is the realization of Keller's wish to collaborate with some of his musical heroes, such as the Grateful Dead band members. For most of his career, he has performed solo, where he improvises with his songs. This next song is by Cowboy Junkies, called Southern Rain, from their 1996 album Studio, a compilation of studio recordings from 1986 to 1995. It was originally released as the lead-off song on the album Black Eyed Man of 1992. I have had several of the group's songs on the show over the last year. Well, there'll be a few more songs after Cowboy Junkies before the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed the selections. Join us next week. We'll have a special guest to host the show. Until then, you've been listening to Earth in Tune on 99.7 KQUA. I'm your host, Janice.
Just listen, it's raining. just listen, it's raining. Just listen, it's raining. Some moaning, some groaning, some groaning, some praying. Well, oh, didn't it rain children? Rain on my Lord. I did not, did not. I didn't it all on my Lord. Didn't it rain? Oh, God sent a raven, spread the news. I hoisted his wings and away he flew. To the north and to the south and to the east and to the west. All day, all night, all night, all day. Just listen, it's raining. Just listen, it's raining. Oh, listen, it's raining. Some praying, some crying, some running, some moaning. Will you listen? It's raining. Just listen, it's raining. Just listen, it's raining. Didn't it rain, children? Rain on my Lord. I did not, did not. I did not hold on my Lord. Didn't it rain, 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 rain,
on the deck of my ship, written a letter from my wife. Oh, she said to me, made my eyes feel so tired. Oh, she said to me, please come home before it rains. 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 Read so hard my ears could see. Read so hard my ears could see. Oh yeah, she said, please come home before it rains. 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 I've been to England, been to some parts of France. I've been with the wrong women. Sometimes, sometimes I'm looking for romance. But I miss my family. Oh yeah, I miss my family. She said, please come home before it rains. Please come home before it rains. Please come home before it rains. No, please come home before it rains. She told me I've been to Europe. I've been about 100 times. She told me I've been to Europe. about 100 times. Oh, but I know, oh, I know she meant it. Said, please come home before it rains. Please come home before it rains. Please come home before it rains. Yeah, please come home before it rains. Oh yeah. You know, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, yeah.
Thank you.